This speech is my recital. I think it's very vital to rock
a rhyme.
That's right.
On top.
It's tricky. It's the title.
Here we go. It's tricky to rock a rhyme. To rock a rhyme. That's right. On time. It's tricky. It's tricky.
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 Tricky. It's tricky to rock a rhyme. To rock a rhyme. That's right. On time. It's tricky.
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 I met this little girlie. Her hair was kind of curly. Went to her house and bust her out. I had to leave real early.
All they just say is please me, or spend some time and rock a rhyme. I said it's not that easy.
It's tricky to rock around, that's right, on time, it's tricky.
How is it, babe?
It's tricky.
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 It's tricky to rock around,
rock around,
that's right, on time, it's tricky.
Tricky, tricky, tricky.
In New York, the people talk and try to make us rhyme. They really hawk, but we just walk because we have no time.
Don't mean nothing, they know who's inside.
It's tricky to rock around, that's right, on time, it's tricky.
How is it, D?
Tricky,
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 tricky.
It's tricky
to rock around, that's right, on time, it's tricky.
Tricky,
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 huh?
They say a white man know what exit encounters of a third kind is. Because he remembered the first encounter was when the masters came down. The second encounter is when Jesus came down. And he knew the third encounter would be when the mothership comes. He knows what he's talking about. And he knows that inside y'all is a drive to find your way back to the ship. It's something inside that's driving you. And those books got some magic power in them that makes you keep going back to the next book. Another book out. It's another book out. You're writing, you're marking, you're scribbling, you're checking. You're saying, dang, dang, uh-huh, I found a form. Let me check this out. Come here, swear you got it. And I make the thing you think is so complicated sound so simple. You got it all figured out. I got it now. They made a mistake. You come, Imam, I heard those when I say, that's not what it says. Look, you go, okay, back out. 15 more books later, here you are again with another little argument. I got another one for you. Whose time are you wasting? You know where you belong. Your soul is pulling you to the tabernacle, and your body is pulling you away. Let your body win, and you're going to eternal damnation. Let your soul win, and you're going to everlasting life. When they say everlasting life, my sons and daughters, all they mean is when you get out of the earth's atmosphere where the Heavenly Father has created suns and moons to control time, you move into an eternal time system. You only have these time systems when you're trapped in the Earth's atmosphere, so 100 years seems like a long time. When you move outside of this sun, moon, and star, this galaxy, time is much, much more broader, and what you call one day could be 1,000 years. That's eternal life.
Well, first of all, I'm very pleased to be here. Secondly, I'd like to ask you some questions because by being raised by Elijah Muhammad, you are the continuation of his teachings. I bear witness to that. And there are some things I'd like to ask you concerning the mother plane first. The first question, Elijah Muhammad taught us that the mother plane was a mile by a half mile and that it was put up by Orientals. He specifically said Japanese, and that it was Japanese who were piloting them. Is my feeling, if I recall correctly, that it has 150 smaller bombing planes, each of them containing two thermonuclear bombs that are capable of going 6 miles down into the earth and causing explosions as high as mountains. I've read in your pamphlet when you talked about the mother plane, you indicated or alluded to the fact of them being piloted by either extraterrestrials or people here on the planet. Could you, for me, please, make that clear, your understanding on the mother plane?
Yes. The book of Revelation, first of all, explains in detail about the mothership. The reason why it refers to the mother plane, because it is indeed a whole city. It's not just a ship like people think. It is tremendous. And the specs of it and the description of it, as Elijah was trying to explain to people, are broken down in the book of Revelation 21 and 22. Revelation 21 actually gives you the measurements of it in cubit feet. Now the reason why Elijah Muhammad, who saw the mothership in a vision, you understand, said they were Oriental, is because these beings that he saw, and this is what most people are interpreting when they think about extraterrestrials, make note that they always interpret them as not having lived. These are the military from another galaxy. from Zeta Galaxy. I don't want to get too spaced out so people start thinking you're crazy. Because they don't understand.
How you spell Zeta?
Zeta. Like in Z-I-D-A, Zeta. Right?
Uh-huh.
That's a galaxy. All right? And these beings are usually 4 to 5 feet tall. They have a grayish brownish color. They have very large slanted eyes, like Oriental. They have the feet, if you notice Oriental have small noses and, you know, they predominantly look like Oriental. Because the messenger was seeing a vision of them, he didn't know that they were extraterrestrials at the time. So he interpreted them for what they looked like to him, which was Oriental. Now, today, in this UFO thing they talk about, whenever they describe these things, you look at them and say, they look like Oriental. So I was way ahead of the time then. You follow?
Yes, I'm here.
They are equipped to destroy the planet if they have. And in the Revelations, again, when they speak about it, about the star hitting the planet Earth and going down and making a hole in the planet Earth, this was unlike I was talking about. The only time these extraterrestrials, these beings, will interfere with what's taking place in the planet is when the devil gets ready to destroy the planet and destroy a lot of children. Then they will intercede on the behalf of the righteous, like Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught. And they know all the righteous, and they will call them by their name, and they will respond, and they will be taking them up into the ship. And then they will release fireballs against the earth to destroy the planet Earth. And it will not destroy anything except those things do not have a large seal of righteousness on them, what they're talking about. This is what he was talking about. He was talking about the doomsday. And if we went through Revelation 21, we'd see, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth. That's what Honorable Elijah Muhammad would say. He would refer to paradise as hereafter, meaning here on earth after the devil's 6,000-year period is up and he has been taken off the planet and Allah appears in his good time to show forth his power that he is Allah and has power over all things. When that time comes and the devil is removed, this is referred to as a hereafter. Muslims say hereafter the world ends. Honorable Elijah Muhammad was saying here on earth after the devil is removed will be the paradise. That's where he explained it. And it goes on. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. And see, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad did speak about heaven, even though a lot of people didn't realize that, because when he broke down who the original black man was, he said, Asiatic black man, maker, owner, creator of the planet Earth, father of civilization and what? God of the universe. So he didn't know about heaven, but he was talking about a kingdom, which is a ship, not no spook heaven, where people gonna go sit not next to no white god, or no, you know, that Christianity, that devil mentality, he called a lie. That's not used about reality. But he couldn't tell them about extraterrestrials. They already thought the messenger was crazy. But he was saying that we are Asiatic black men. We are original people. He was talking about extraterrestrials and UFOs and motherships and little ships coming out. Man, the white man would have written off as enough black people. If the white man writes them off as crazy, what do they say? He must be crazy. So the messenger was preparing them so when I come, I will be able to continue some of the explanations. Plus, he knew that the news media, by that time, would have to reveal certain truths. It would make black people, now when I mention extraterrestrial UFOs, black people don't freak out because now y'all believe they exist. Why? Because the white man, they exist. Not necessarily you, but a whole lot of people in there. So let's see what happens in number 21 of Revelation. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth was what?
Passed away.
That is hereafter. You see what I'm saying? That's what I was talking about. Hereafter. Whether all the Sunnis in the world want to bear witness or not, the truth is truth. Then he said, had passed away, and there was no more sea. Now check that. And then what did John say? And I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, which means city of peace. I don't like when I'm talking about the meaning of Jerusalem and what it means, founder of peace. Remember that?
Yes.
Coming down from?
God, out of heaven.
Out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for?
Her husband.
You see that? He spoke about the mothership coming. It's going to be prepared for us, and we got to be like a husband. Ready to wedlock into this city. Ready to go to it and live with. Let's go on. What is that?
And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of.
Tabernacle is temple. Hey, God. Of God is with
men.
And
he will dwell with them.
That's why the Holy Mama said, Allah will come in his own good time and show forth his power. He's all wise. Because it says he'll be in that temple with them. He'll dwell with them. You see that? Go ahead.
And they shall be his people.
And
God himself shall be with them and be their God.
Honorable Elijah Muhammad wasn't making nothing up. Everything he was telling them was right in the scriptures. They just couldn't relate to the scriptures.
and he had to take them, what did he say? It's a baby stage. I gotta take y'all gradually by the hand and walk y'all through. He couldn't unload all that too. If Arnold Blackman would have unloaded all the things he knew, the white man would have spent his whole time trying to kill him. Because he thought Dr. Martin King knew something and killed him. He thought Malcolm X knew something and killed him. He thought when Clarence 17X broke off from Arnold Muhammad and started preaching in Harlem, they said, uh-oh, there goes the law. You know, and they thought he was real. They killed the man just to prove that he's not a law. That's how they work. But we read this whole book of Revelation 21, it'll tell us. And God shall wipe, when they say God, we know they're talking about Allah, shall wipe away all the tears from their eyes. What do you say? I give all I have, and what? Because I've waited for 379 years for this day to come when the devil will be taken off the planet. When they said, what's going to happen? What's going to happen if the devil is moved from the planet? They say, I give all I have and all that which is in my power to see this which I waited so long for. That means black, the tears and the suffering when the devil's time is up will be wiped away from your faces, wiped off your eyes. You cry no more, it says right here. And God shall wipe away the tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death. Neither shall there be sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things, this old world, the world of the devil, in its 6,000 years, what? Are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. That's what Arnold Lightman said. There's going to be a new one without the devil. And he said unto me, write, for these things are true.
What, 6,000 years is less than a day to us. The whole information of your whole planet could be absorbed in a couple of minutes by any master. All the information of your whole planet. You're developing rapidly, much more rapidly than you're supposed to. Because you'll find the abundance of beings surrounding this earth plane, trying from different galaxies to keep you people from being destroyed by the cherubim. And we're trying to wake you up soon enough to get you back, but it seems almost impossible. So many people have learned to love the cherubim as opposed to the seraphim.
Can you tell me who Yanu is?
Yanin is an extraterrestrial being who incarnates into the body of Imam Isa to pass on information to you. He is one of the elders, the 19th. He resides in the 8th galaxy of the 19 galaxies. And they do travel by ships, as you would call them, for lack of a better word. And they've been intergalactically traveling and coming to this planet since 11,500 years ago. And Yanun is one of the masters that's been assigned to awake you people up, because you people are a portion of ancient verse of the Devarians, as you probably don't even know what that means, right? And some of you must be woken up. And so masters would come. The master that you saw was called Rama. If you would have gotten a closer look at him, he comes from 4,000 years before Jesus. If you would have got a closer look at him, you would have saw that he had white hair and red eyes. He's a caramel complexion, fairly thin, and his name is Rama. He visits this planet many times. He lives in Shambhala. I don't care how crazy it sounds to y'all, one day y'all will find out it's true anyway. That in the center of your planet, there is another world in the center. There's subterranean pathways to different chambers in the center of your planet. The pyramids are entrances there, and so are the pyramids out in South America and the Nairobi Desert, and out at the Antarctic is the entrance in. And Yanin is one of the masters of the school of the bird. They call him the feathered bird. This is why in South America, when they look over the sky and they see this image of this bird on the ground, that is his school. So certain arriving masters to this plane knew what school they would go to. Each galactical, what do you call it, body had their own school on this planet. Muslims don't realize that throughout the Holy Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about angelic beings coming to earth, you've interred them because of Christianity in the 18th century into little white babies with wings when you're talking about celestial and terrestrial beings or extraterrestrial beings who have been visiting y'all for a long period of time. Because some of you are the sons and daughters of extraterrestrials who came here, and you have to be brought back to power to defend this planet against the destruction by Azazel and what they refer to as Lucifer and the other 200 fallen angels, which were again extraterrestrial beings who invaded this planet 6,000 or 5,000 some odd years ago and have been ruling and have caused the masses to either hover or to go into the subterranean parts of the planet, and they just come up to either ascend to the earth to teach man, or they will make intergalactical communications, leave and come back. And this is what Elijah saw. This is what Jesus said when he said he was caught up in a whirlwind in the clouds and went up. The whirlwind in the clouds is the ship itself. Elijah was taken up in a chariot, and Enoch was translated into heaven by a chariot. It's throughout the scriptures, and three men visited Abraham at his tent, and then one went up, and the other two went on down into Sodom to try to talk Lot and his family into coming out. You know, these stories that you have interpreted in the scriptures strictly as religious dogma because of the translations by the Christian churches, etc., who had no knowledge of extraterrestrial, they have turned the spiritual community of beings who have existed in other galaxies into gods or into angels and gave them a bunch of names that didn't apply to them. And so you just happen to mention one who is very powerful, Yanun, his name is. They say Yanin, it's pronounced Yanun, depending on the dialect of what galaxy you're in, the pronunciation changes. And the one you described was another one called Rama, who's asking you about Yanin because Yanin is assigned to give your answers about the things that you need to know in this time and the time that you've come from to be able to distinguish the 144,000 who would be those extraterrestrial beings, prepare them to create that whirlwind and make that ascension out of this state, which they call the rapture, rising up from the earth while it goes to its turmoil with the Lamb, as they refer to him, which is merely a symbol of a humble being from an extraterrestrial. And why the Quran says, we sent you down to earth. See, they keep missing it. It says, when there's a turmoil in the garden in heaven, that we cast you down to earth in the Quran. From where? The angels come down from where? From floating around in the sky. No, they sent you down to Arbus, which is earth, the blue planet. They sent you here from other galaxies. When you violated the law, intergalactical law, you was cast down here like prisoners. Y'all are waywards, as you would call it. I don't know a better word for it. That y'all are assigned to a prison. Earth is a prison that y'all are in. And you are people who rebel, who would listen to Satan, as you call him, which was Azazel then, or Tanush. You listen to him. You follow, and you've been assigned to earth until you overcome that. Until you turn and give your total reverence to Hua, Allah, Allahi, La ilaha illa Hua. But you incorporate in that, even that when you say Hua, you have to say God, Allah, God, God, Allah. You keep interjecting. You personified him and said he was Master Farad Muhammad, or he was Yahweh Ben Yahweh. You always have to do something rather than to just serve the omnipotent source of the Hawa, or what is inside you, the essence of life. So now you've been assigned to this prison, which is called Ardus, the blue rock, earth, until you, what they say, are born again. And born again of what, do they say? Of the body or the spirit? Of the spirit. Y'all must be born again of the spirit. You must be transformed from being this mortal being who is destined to die back to immortality. You follow? You must become a supreme being again in order to be worthy of intergalactical traveling again. So now what has happened, the devil's seed is in the earth mixing in with the God seed, as you'd have it. and it's keeping y'all bound to the planet and creating new dogmas every day, new deviations from the fundamental truth and calling it religions and sects and all different types of denominations, Sunni, Shia, Ahmadiyya, Bilalian, Black Muslims, Hindu, Buddhists, and just creating new dogmas to keep you from seeing the straight, the Sirat al-Mustaqim, as they call it, the Sirat al-Mustaqim, the straight way of those who made the pathway through the galaxy. The Sirat al-Mustaqim, when they say the Quran, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم, غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. They're telling you, I want to be guided, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. I want to be guided to that way. I want to get back out of there. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. You know what I mean? That Sirat of those who you have given your grace, Allah Ta'ala. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. I don't want to be like those people who got the everlasting curses, who's damned to this earth forever. What a darling. Or those who deviated off that path that was leading from Malakut to Nessus and went somewhere else. Or as they translated in modern times, have left the path of Deen al-Islam and went into other denominations of thought. And you deviate from the path of Deen al-Islam when you deviate from the path of Millah Ibrahim, when you deviate from the religion that Allah Ta'ala gave to the Prophet Adam, which was the way you should work your way back to Jannah to Idris, back out of this plane and back into Malakut, the domain of angelic beings from which most of you have come. But some people here have made an everlasting pact with a Zazila, a Tanush, this being who ruled in, who tried to overthrow Mikael in Malakut prior to the birth of your planet. As a result of that, was cast down. Some mortals have come to him and begin to worship him in a subtle kind of way. One of his names is God. And they've taken it and called Allah God and Jehovah God and Il-Akhra, etc. You follow? So you just happen to touch on a very sensitive subject. And y'all, I am here to try to bring y'all back to that teaching. But I gotta start with what you understand. I gotta start giving you what you think you want so you'll learn how to think on the level of what I have to give or what you know you need. But I can't start by pouring out. I've been teaching for 20 years on Earth, in and out, visiting in and out of here. Different beings speak to you at different times through me. Different, trying to answer all of your questions to prepare you for the real knowledge, the real information that you have to have after you get through wobbling in how great you are and how you got here and how you're Abraham and you're Peter and you're this. When you finish all that ego tripping, then I can get down to teaching you the truth about things and prepare those who are supposed to leave here to prepare so when the ship does come, they can go. You follow? And I know that sounds crazy, but he wants to make me sound crazy. That's why he made movies like Star Trek, because he knew this knowledge. The devil, Iblis, he knows these things. And that's why he saturates the television with a bunch of things like fiction, so that when the final truth comes, I say, your whole concept of religion in the Bible is wrong. You don't even know what you're talking about. You're talking about intergalactical beings, you're not talking about angels. You're talking about the ultimate source of all existence. You're not talking about God and Jehovah. Those are just expressions. When you say Allah, you're saying Elohua, Yahoo, only who he is. And you cannot define him while still confined to this prison called the physical body. It's amazing. This is amazing to me to hear people from this planet asking questions about such intricate things. It is really amazing. You don't even hear yourself. That's what's so funny. You don't even hear yourself. You hear yourself talk to me, but you don't even understand half the things you're asking. And it's amazing to find that just spiritual people here are beginning to wake up. It is not about a water religion. You know what I mean by a water religion? When they dip you in some water and say you're baptized, or you go to Mecca and then say I'm a Muslim, where it's just a physical aspect of the deen, it's amazing that y'all are now